You are listening to 89.9 KCRW. I'm Lisa Napoli. This week, just in time for the holiday season, instead of talking about art you can see, our art critic Hunter Droho-Yoska-Philp has made a list of art you can buy. Hi there, Hunter.
Hi, Lisa.
So most of us don't have the kind of cash that the L.A. art collectors like Eli Broad or Linda Resnick have. And didn't I read that a Norman Rockwell just sold for $46 million? But you have some solutions.
Well, I do. It turns out that Paul Young, who has a gallery in the Pacific Design Center specializing in video art, is having something of a clearance. And he's offering a lot of DVDs, but he's also offering works of art that were given to him for his gallery to resell, to raise money. And I was intrigued by a few things. Colin Roberts has some surreal drawings and sculptures. The sculptures are small. They're molded body parts. And, you know, they're less than $100. This is great.
Wow.
And if you love Marnie Weber's work as much as I do, she had that installation called Giggle of Clowns at MoCA downtown. And these are some of her own CDs, and they're rare, including one of the Party Boys, one of LA's first art punk bands, used to perform at Al's Hotel downtown, and she was with them. So you can pick that up as well. But also at the PDC, Sea Lion Gallery is moving, and they're also selling a lot of work from their inventory. So stop in there while you're in the Pacific Design Center.
Now, you also look at some art that you can wear and other collectibles from a shop down in Chinatown.
Well, Ooga Booga, well known for its offbeat selections of works of art and individually designed clothing and jewelry. Right now, they have some things that caught my attention. There's a book by Olivier Lebrun, which features screenshots of the characters of The Simpsons all reading books, Lisa, Homer, even Bart. There's also a print by an intriguing young artist named Bella Foster that I thought was particularly interesting. You can go to the Chinatown location, or with limited hours, you can go to their location at 356 South Mission Road.
Lots of handcrafted jewelry there, too, at least judging from their website. Now, an old classic great place to shop is just blocks away from where we're sitting here at KCRW at Santa Monica Museum of Art.
Gracie, which has expanded. It's such a popular gift shop. And right now they have some flannel pajamas designed by Benjamin Weissman and Yutaka Sone, who are having a show at the museum as well. But they also have some extraordinary things. They have some Limoges porcelain salt and pepper shakers by David Shrigley that are labeled cocaine and heroin. They have a David Sedaris designed snow globe, which features a four-letter word that cannot be repeated on the radio, but you can imagine what it might be.
And this weekend, all of Bergamot Station has its holiday fair, so it's a good reason to go. Now, the last suggestion on your list, I like it best because it's not material, it helps other people, and it lasts all year, and that is museum memberships.
Right. We start to take our museums for granted. And this is a really good time to chip in a museum membership for a friend, a member of your family, or even yourself. And I'm not kidding when I say there are a lot of benefits to museum memberships that go beyond just supporting the institution. You get to wait in a shorter line.
Yes.
You get announcements to upcoming events and lectures, parties, films, and all of our museums are very active in this way. I belong to almost all of them. So I really hope that you will follow my example and join a museum today.
As we do each week, we follow Hunter's example. You can read all of her suggestions about holiday shopping for the art-minded in your life, kcrw.com/whichwayLAblog or kcrw.com/arttalk. Happy holidays, Hunter. Thank you so much.
And to you, Lisa.